Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's Radio 2 online on digital radio and 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Adam Porter. BBC News at 3 minutes past 6. Our next at 7.
Thank you, Adam. So now the people's verdict is in on tonight's confession, which came... Just checking. It was John in Bedford, who was the only father at the mother and baby swimming class. And he had a trunks malfunction during Five Little Ducks Came Swimming One Day.
Yeah.
That's the way that went.
Six Little Ducks.
Yeah. Simon, not forgiven. One should always check that equipment is up to the job. You wouldn't turn up for a trampoline class in a short, tight skirt, says Kim, the swimming teacher at Crystal Palace.
Quite right.
Apparently, that's the thing. Not forgiven for fleeing so cravenly instead of taking the last four hills at the charge. This is from Mr. T. P.S. My son wears secondary trunks.
See?
It's quite the thing.
Okay.
Not forgiven, Simon. This is Jess. I've just sprayed my baby with soup when the sixth duck made an appearance.
Was it an ugly duck?
Let's move on.
We don't know. We will be participating in a swimming lesson tomorrow, and I'm hoping there are only five ducks, says Jess.
Yes.
Forgiven. But now I'm singing Five Little Ducks to my cat, Nietzsche, and he's looking at me like I'm crazy, says Kaz in Gateshead.
Nietzsche?
I wonder why he might be doing that. And why'd you call your cat Nietzsche?
Schopenhauer would have worked.
Oh, I'd have thought.
Hello.
Forgiven, Simon. No towel, no foul.
Oh, Andy in Canterbury.
John is forgiven, Simon, for it brightened up my day back in 2015. No end. This is from a yummy mummy in Bedford. Let's face it, kids' swimming lessons are mind-numbingly boring, and I remember it well. It's gone down in Bedfordian history. And as for oxymorons, there's only one moron I can hear today.
Yeah. Well, he's not in the studio.
He's cooking our curry. Forgiven totally. I went to France, and out there you get ejected from the pool for wearing big shorts. I had to spend the rest of the week wearing budgie smugglers, much to the amusement of my wife and daughter. It's not a good look, says Rob in North Wales, if you're 5'7" and 17 stone.
I've not heard this. I can't wear my shorts in France.
No, not in the pool. I'm just saying.
Ridiculous.
Maybe it's a drowning issue. You know what I mean? It drags you down. Maybe
what?
The weight.
How big are these shorts?
What you got in the pockets?
Shorts.
Have you got diamonds in those pockets? I went, Simon, forgiven, I went to my first aqua aerobics class in a fashionable one-piece swimsuit. It was only when I realised a wayward breast was making the male instructor slightly hysterical, I realised I should have prepared a little better. Juliet in sunny Wiltshire.
Oh, I've just got that.
Tom in Harrogate reminds me of... What else would it be? Anyway, it reminds me of my prep school swimming gala. Competing in the backstroke final. My enthusiastic start resulted in my speedos around my ankles, but I won the race.
Okay.
Check you out.
Still kept going.
We will take your confession, please. Confessions at bbc.co.uk. Matt, what are you on about?
Well, ahead of the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Indianapolis Colts at Wembley this weekend, we've got ex-Jags tight end Kyle Brady in the studio.
And he's down the road.
He's just now down the road
corridor.
Now,
is he playing at the Elton John piano?
I hope he's belting something else on the piano, yeah.
Bob, what have you got there? What do you want about?
It's the M5. Now, northbound M5 is still completely shut with this overturned lorry between 6 and 5 towards Droitwich. Big queue, still no opening time, and I'll have more in 20 minutes.
Foodie Thursday next.
Aircheckdownloads.com.